Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aha!
Bob McClain!
The moment has once again arrived here on Tuesday when we enter the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mac Show. The one we lovingly refer to as the bonus hour. But just as in the preceding 3 hours, you know what we do in this one. Let's do that. Grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. So here we go. Into the final hour with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Well, guess who's back? Yep, she is harder to kill than Dracula. Hillary. Felonious Von Pantsuit herself. Speaking at the Time 100 Summit in New York City today. Hillary Clinton said she believes Donald Trump would have been indicted in Mueller's probe if he weren't president, though generously she stopped short of calling for his impeachment, unlike what happened to her husband, who was impeached and should have been convicted for lying to a grand jury. Clinton, the Democrat nominee for president in 2016 and the sure winner, according to all the pundits who looked at all the polling data, yep, Hillary's got it in the bag. Turned out Hillary was a bag. Argued during a Q&A session in New York that Mueller's report could not be clearer in making the case Trump tried to obstruct the Russia investigation, even though Mueller did not come to an explicit conclusion on that question. And if you heard former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Joe DeGeneva, in the last hour of the program, he correctly pointed out this part two of the Mueller report is not an investigation. It's an op-ed written by Andrew Wiseman, the same guy who sent the jackbooted thugs from the FBI's hostage rescue team or the SWAT team or whatever they were in the pre-dawn hours of the morning to break down the doors of Paul Manafort and Roger Stone. Those two hardened criminals, guys 60 plus years old. Because Wiseman wanted to stick in there everything he could find that was halfway demeaning to President Trump. Had nothing to do with collusion with Russia, had nothing to do with obstruction of justice, except that Wiseman wanted to try and give Congress a pathway to say, oh, well, we must further investigate these allegations. Hillary today saying, I think there's enough there that any other person who had engaged in those acts would certainly have been indicted. But because of the rule in the Justice Department that you can't indict a sitting president, the whole matter of obstruction was very directly sent to Congress. Well, I wonder, Hillary, if any reasonable prosecutor would have brought charges. Do those words ring familiar to you, Felonious Von Pantsuit? Any reasonable prosecutor? What was James Comey doing, exceeding his authority, overseeding his authority, exceeding it by leaps and bounds, in saying when his FBI report came in on Hillary and her violations of the Espionage Act, no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges. It's not the FBI director's job to do that. The FBI's job is to investigate. The Department of Justice decides who is going to be indicted in the case of Donald Trump, as in the case of Hillary Clinton, because she was being protected, no one was indicted. Clinton, who was defeated by Trump in the election. You mind if I repeat that? Because it just sounds so good rolling off my tongue. Clinton, who was defeated by Trump in the election, said it's too early to call for Trump's impeachment. She said she supports Congress investigating Mueller's findings based on evidence and without a preordained conclusion. Are you kidding? Without a preordained conclusion from the Nancy Pelosi's and the pencil-necked Adam Schiff's and the nattering Nabob Nadler? They're going to arrive at a conclusion without a preordained conclusion. Of course not. Are you kidding? After a thorough examination in Congress, Clinton said, if at that point they believe high crimes and misdemeanors have been committed, then I think it's the obligation of Congress to put forward articles of impeachment. I'm really of the mind that the Mueller report is part of the beginning. It's not the end. Boy, does she ever have a way with words. Okay, well, let's just briefly again re-examine obstruction of justice. It would not be obstruction of justice if President Trump had fired Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller was just another prosecutor for the DOJ. That's all he was. Any employee of the DOJ can be fired by President Trump at any time, as the head of the FBI found out. He was an employee. FBI is under the DOJ. President had a perfect right to fire him. He had a perfect right to fire Mueller. He would have been within his legal bounds to do so, but he didn't. Mueller himself said in his report, the White House was accommodating to the Mueller investigation. And as a result, what did they find? No collusion, no obstruction. So the argument of the Democrats is that ostensibly at some point, President Trump thought about firing Robert Mueller. And so that would be a high crime and misdemeanor because that would be obstruction of justice. Well, in the first place, legally, it wouldn't be. But in the second place, it never happened. You morons on the left, the president didn't fire Mueller. In fact, they cooperated with the investigation, which turned up nada, zip, zero, zilch, nothing. So their argument is facetious on its face. But of course, since when have Democrats paid any attention to facts? You know, all they know is that Donald Trump must be impeached. Why? Why must Donald Trump be impeached? You know the answer as well as I do. Because he is Donald Trump, which is, in their minds, an impeachable offense in and of itself. So he's got to go. The wicked orange man must be impeached. Yeah. Well, they can talk it up all they want. If they actually proceed with it, it would be a farce. There's nothing there that President Trump has done that is an impeachable offense. But if they want to go down that road, hey, more power to them. More grist for the media mill and more reason for Americans to look at what's going on and say, you know, the corruption in the Democrat Party, the collusion in the Democrat Party, which is where it really exists, is just sailed off the edge of the map. And to put these guys back in power would be lunacy. And I think Joe DeGeneva has the right take on it when he says, you know, they proceed with this stuff. They will reelect Donald Trump. They will restore the GOP to give them control of the House again and add to their seats in the Senate. But you guys go right ahead with AOC and the Green New Deal and crazy Bernie. Felons should vote while they're in prison. Somebody sent me a text. Hey, Bobby, too bad Charlie Manson's dead. If Bernie were to become president, he could vote again. Yeah. Oh, God. It's just the insanity never ceases. 16 after 6. Be right back.
entertained? Are you not entertained?
Well, I certainly hope so. Or if not entertained, at the very least informed. 622 with the Doobies in the background here in the bonus hour on Tuesday, the Bobby Mac Show. In on my text line this afternoon, hey, Bobby Mac, President Trump should add the 1.2 million illegals who fail the persecution test. That is, they were coming here, you know, looking for a refuge and then didn't show up for their court date to be deported. Also on the text line, what do you mean, Bob? Charles Manson can still vote for Democrats. Just because he's a dead ex-con doesn't mean he can't vote for a Democrat. Absolutely correct. I overlooked that.
No!
My mistake. Bob, the Democrats are the thought police. Of course they are. You know, that's what political correctness, so-called, is all about. All that is restriction of free speech. They're in favor of free speech as long as you're saying what they agree with. The moment you say something they disagree with, forget free speech. Non-existent. Then it becomes hate speech. Bobby, you ever get the feeling that Hillary sits back, watches Madam Secretary on CBS Sunday nights, takes notes, and then comes out and just repeats what she's heard on that show? You know, kind of like a trained poodle. Bobby, for someone who supposedly went to law school, crooked Hillary Rodham Kankel's pantsuit Clinton has no idea what she's talking about. She also has no law degree. Or that is, she has a law degree. She has no license to practice law. Nor does her husband, William Jefferson Clinton, who turned his in as a result of the impeachment trial. Nor does the sainted Barack Hussein Obama or his wife, Muchel. They all turned in their law licenses just ahead of the law coming to take them away. Bobby, I was honored to take a flight in this very plane the last time she was here. This is the C-47/DC-3. Wow, is all I can say. My dad jumped from one over Normandy. I felt so honored. I'm only 44, but he was 54 when I came along. Kind of an oddball for my age, has long gone now, passed when I was 3. God bless these remaining men and God bless America. Amen to that. Bobby, query me this, if you will. Why is it illegal to lie to Congress, but it's not illegal for Congress to lie to each other or lie to the American people? Because they have exempted themselves. Remember the former senator from Nevada, Harry One-Eye Reid, standing on the floor of the Senate and claiming that Mitt Romney, who's not he's another one of my unfavorites, but claimed that Romney had never paid a penny in taxes in the last 10 years. Or he knew it was a lie. But you can say anything you want to on the floor of the House or the Senate and not be prosecuted for it. Because you are exempted. You're granted immunity when you're on the floor of the House or the Senate. Great show, Bobby. Why are the asylum seekers coming to America? Is it drugs? Seems to me the left is trying to make America an identical country, identical to the one the asylum seekers are trying to run away from. And by the way, why haven't we heard from Mexico's president on how he's going to fix this? Well, for a simple reason. Because the president of Mexico doesn't run the country. The heads of the drug cartels run the country. Mexico's president's just a puppet on a string. That's what you are as the president of Mexico, or you are the former president. Hey, Bob, I'm waiting on the release of the Clinton and Lewinsky phone sex tape. Right. Now, Bobby, please correct Crazy Bernie when he refers to our system as a democracy. Right. Bob, you mentioned the F-104 earlier in the program. It was known as the Thud. I'd forgotten that. Bobby Mack, I just checked with my dad, and along with C-124s and C-130s as a Spectre gunship, he did indeed fly a C-47 out of the Azores and a few other times. Wow. That's a great little airplane, though. Easy to fly. really difficult to crash. You know, you really had to go out of your way to crash a Goonie Bird. Bob, we will have to call this plane a DC-3. It is an American Airlines replica. That's cool. I like that. Well, this is interesting. Here's a little AOC news. In fact, where's our AOC update? Here we go.
And now, another Alexandria Occasional Cortex breaking news update.
Yeah, among other things, now AOC is saying, the VA is fine. VA is doing a great job. Of course, it's doing a better job since President Trump has gone through four different VA administrators till he can find somebody to straighten the mess out. But AOC is defending, another wonderful government-run program. Head of the VA said, look, you know, when the veterans are responding to the VA, then it's the best situation. When the VA is telling the vets what to do, it's not. Meantime, AOC now has a challenger. What? Wait a minute, Bob. She's only been in office January, February, March, April, less than four full months, and she has a challenger? She's a medical journalist and former publicist with no political background, but Bronx native Ruth Papazanian, 61, sees it as her duty, however much of a long shot, to swipe the seat. Well, maybe that's not the best choice of words in this Fox News story. to unseat 29-year-old hero of millennials everywhere, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in the 2020 congressional elections. It became clear that if I didn't step up to fight for our district, we'd end up with yet another passive Republican candidate who didn't bother to campaign, she told Fox News. AOC hasn't lived in the district since early childhood. Those of us who stuck it out and actually live here care about our future and need representation. Ocasio-Cortez used her deceased father's Bronx condo on her voter registration since 2012, as she actually grew up in Tony Westchester, by the way, but has since denied reports that she doesn't live in the Manhattan borough. The rumor is that Pelosi is nosing around trying to find Democrats to be able to take her out in the primary and eliminate one of her big headaches. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. I'm back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Tuesday, including today's edition of Boneheads in the News.
McLean.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. We're in the last half of the bonus hour here on this Tuesday evening. Certainly nice to see the warm weather back. Get out this morning and played a quick nine over at the Preserve at Verde. And a little cool starting out. Had a little wind shirt on, and that lasted for about four holes. And then it warmed up nicely and looking good for the remainder of the week, except for a little rain chance there, as you heard, Thursday, maybe into Friday. All right, here we go. Time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes. I don't know that this really belongs in Boneheads, but we really didn't have any other place to put it. A new study says waking up to music gets you out of bed faster than an alarm and helps you feel less sluggish and more alert. Moneypenny, you wake up to music rather than to an alarm clock?
I do not.
You don't?
I fall asleep to music, so I really can't use music to wake up.
Yeah, well, I got to
keep sleeping.
I got it on both ends. I use a little music to sleep, instrumental stuff, soft, relaxing.
I used to use the Looney Tunes song to wake up to.
Well, that'll get your attention. They say that catchy, uplifting pop songs work best. One of the songs in the study, this one.
giving me excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations.
Bop, bop, excitations.
Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys, of course. The at the time, it was the most expensive pop song ever recorded. It took 6 months to record because he did it in pieces and cost Capitol Records $50,000 in mid-60s money. Wow. Serious stuff. So that's one of the suggested tunes that you could use. Well, Easter, of course. I guess this falls into the category of a Florida man. Got to have a Florida man story in here. A guy in an Easter bunny suit got into a brawl in Orlando Easter night. He was trying to break up a fight between a guy and a girl and ended up throwing haymakers at the guy. Here's the cops looking on as they tried to break it up.
Easter bunny, chill. The Easter Bunny was shaking. He was shaking.
The guy was, he's a big guy. He's dressed up in a big Easter Bunny suit. Tried to break up the fight. We decided that maybe he needed a little musical accompaniment. Here we go.
Easter Bunny was kung fu fighting. Those paws were fast as lightning.
Easter Bunny too.
How about that? How about that guy in the background? Easter Bunny. Too funny. A Florida man. There you go. Florida's a good place, I guess, to vacation. There's a new website called Fake a Vacation. You send them normal photos, you pick a famous destination, then they Photoshop the photos to make it look like you went on a trip there. Then you can brag on social media without spending all the money. From what we've seen, the results are not going to fool many people. The Photoshopping is not very good. Here's their ad.
Introducing Fake a Vacation. Instead of going on an expensive vacation, you go somewhere nearby, have fun, and take some pictures.
Oh.
You choose a destination of your choice and place your order, send us the pictures you took, and we send you your vacation pictures showing you were at the destination of your choice. You can then share those pictures on Facebook, Instagram, or social platform of your choice.
Swell.
So next time when you can't make a vacation, fake a vacation. Packages starting at $39 only.
You know, there's a video of the guy in the Easter Bunny suit. He should send some of those. And there's the Easter Bunny, you know, at the Eiffel Tower. Easter Bunny on the beach at Maui. Easter Bunny in Scotland. Scottish guy. Stop me if you've heard this one. A Scottish guy got drunk at a party recently. This is like three guys walk into a bar, right? He crashed on the couch. But being drunk, he had gone into the wrong house and ended up on his neighbor's couch. The older couple who lived there found him the next morning. Instead of getting mad, though, they all laughed about it while he made a video. They even gave him tea and a cigarette. You tell me if you can understand anything this guy is saying, right?
This couple have woke me up, right, and went, who are you, right? And I'm like, he told him I was at this party last night here. And he went, no, trust me, there's no party here last night. You just woke up on our couch, right? Instead of getting back into the party, I went into the house next door.
Right, right.
But like, the party was next door. Honestly, thank you very much for being so understanding.
That's the only part I can understand. Thank you very much for being understanding. All right, there he goes. So all's well that ends well. Meantime, a guy in Canada called 911 on Friday, said he was stuck on a cliff in the rain. But when they responded, He was not very nice about it.
I was wondering if there was trouble at the park, because sometimes there is. I didn't hear anything. I saw the police, and then I saw the fire truck, and then one of our neighbors said, hey, they tried to steal a fire truck.
He'll be charged with the attempted theft. I believe that he has some court-imposed conditions that he's in breach of that he will also be charged with.
That's
what's being
news.
Investigated now yeah. is the call that he made to police. If we can prove conclusively that that call was made, it was a false call, he will be charged with that. That will be public mischief.
Now, what a surprise. The guy had outstanding charges already. So he called him to come rescue him, and then he stole their fire truck. Nice guy. Meantime, a group of loonies in London protested the British government's response to climate change the other day by super gluing themselves to the outside of a commuter train. There's a great idea. What could possibly go wrong?
We're completely non-violent. We don't want to disrupt anyone's lives. We don't want to cause any damage. We don't see any other option right now. Yeah. You know, the things that we're doing in town that people are on board with, and it's fun, and there's a big pink boat in the middle of Oxford Circus. It's like, great. Will that change anything? Will the government act? So we've got to keep going, we've got to keep pushing. We don't want to do this, but it's a surefire way of getting the debate on the table. I mean, for me personally, I don't mind if I'm the least popular person in the world after this action, as long as that issue is on the table and people are talking about it, because this is so serious.
Quite right. Good show. The guy doing the interview was still super glued to the train while I was doing the interview. Jeez. And finally, a woman in Mississippi took her truck in for service last week, then saw an employee from the dealership who was driving it around.
Okay, listen, I want you to take extra special care of this vehicle.
Hey, no problem.
Great.
Trust me. Sir, relax. You fellas have nothing to worry about. I'm a professional.
Professional what?
Yeah. Good question. Yeah, well, she waited while the guy shopped at Lowe's, and noticing her vehicle there, she used her spare key to take her car back and left the guy standing in the parking lot with his shopping bags. He, as they say, is now seeking gainful employment elsewhere. Service manager also was suspended. That was the scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where the garage attendants take the Ferrari out for a joyride. There you go. There is today's edition brought to you by...
Senator Elizabeth Warren isn't a cook.
This is not something I want to do.
But she's got a Mueller report recipe she has to share. Elizabeth Warren's Impeach Cobbler.
This isn't about politics.
It's about warm, delicious Impeach Cobbler.
I get it.
And you can get it too. Maybe soon in the House of Representatives cafeteria.
So, there's our sponsor for today, Elizabeth Warren's Impeach Cobbler.
Boneheads in the news.
There you go. There is Boneheads for today.
Don't touch that dial.
A what?
We'll be right back.
Little extraneous audio there from another of the rolling vids when you go to a website. Great to have you along here in the closing minutes of the Bobby Mac Show on this Tuesday evening, 6:51 now. Creepy Uncle Joe is set to announce his run for the presidency. This will be, what, his third time around? On Thursday, although he is said to be wavering as to whether or not he actually is going to throw his plugs into the ring. Meantime, Lucy Flores, the former Nevada state legislator who accused Creepy Uncle Joe of inappropriate touching at an event in 2014, says the former VP's recent jokes in the matter are incredibly disrespectful. See, this is one of the arguments against Crazy Joe. He's been around so long you know, that some of his previous positions are not going to play well in the progressive environment of the 2020 Democrat Party. His joke was so incredibly disrespectful, Flores said after being asked about it by Fox News' Shannon Bream. Frankly, to me, it demonstrated that the words that he said, that he was going to take this very seriously, that he was going to listen, that he was going to learn, to me, that indicated he didn't mean any of that at all. Biden, days after Flores went public with her allegations, joked at an electrical workers union event in D.C. after hugging the union's president that he had permission to do so. Flores, in an op-ed, accused Biden of unwanted touching during a campaign rally in 2014, writing that he came up from behind her, put his hands on her shoulders and smelled her hair and kissed the back of her head. Creepy Uncle Joe has this thing, you know, about these women that he loves to, creep up on and act, well, creepy. We'll see Thursday, in or out. I don't know. You know, the Democrats, if you look at the field, he would be the closest you could possibly come, I guess, to being a traditional liberal Democrat, which means, of course, you know, in the best of all worlds, he's just a liberal Democrat. But given his age, given his past positions on things like gay rights, on things like crime as it affects the African-American community, he's got some problems to deal with there. We'll see what happens. Meantime, Moneypenny just passed along this story to me. Since we were talking about the F-104 and about the DC-3 that's here in town today and tomorrow at the Greenville Downtown Airport, new fighter jets will soon be made right here in the upstate and shipped overseas. Lockheed Martin making the announcement this afternoon that they'll be manufacturing F-16s and testing them out locally before selling them off to U.S. allies like Bahrain and Slovakia. So we're going to get to see F-16s flying all over here in the upstate. Very cool. Senator Lindsey Graham-Nasty, Governor Henry McTaxta, and a handful of other prominent South Carolina politicians attended the ribbon cutting to congratulate Lockheed Martin on the deal. I wonder if Governor McMaster said, the F-16 is going to make South Carolina butter. Bet he did. According to Dr. Peter Navarro, assistant to the president and director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, F-16 production was based in Fort Worth, Texas, gateway to the West, before coming to South Carolina. He added the move should create about 400 jobs locally. Pretty cool. Michael Fox, Greenville site director for Lockheed Martin, explained that parts would be shipped in from all over the world, but as for how much production will cost, said a monetary amount was contingent on aircraft customization, because each nation that orders these can get them with various options, you know, the look-down radar and all that stuff. There are different models. They buy different upgrades to it, so the aircraft can really vary in cost, he told 7 News for Carolina's family. The first first F-16 expected to be produced beginning in November with a completion date of 2021. Greenville Tech, which expanded its aircraft maintenance program a few years ago, intends to continue providing training for future Lockheed Martin employees, especially with the F-16 production addition to operations. And they mistyped it again and called it the F-19. There is no F-19. Well, there is, according to News 7. Maybe that's a secret project we don't know about. In addition to the F-16, they'll be working on the F-19. Nice job again there, Carolina's family. Oh, what's that all about? Marketing stuff. Holy cow, we are out of time again. Thanks so much for being along today. We will see you tomorrow. Until Hump Day, God bless.
That's all, folks. Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going.
What?
I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye. Till our next show. Goodbye from us to you.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.